You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
One, two, three, four.
Remember that scene? Mm. This week on My Two Cents, I'm playing classic short takes from some of my favorite films. Well, classic in the sense they keep bouncing around in my gray matter over the years. That last was from 1984's Lily Tomlin Steve Martin movie, All of Me. Mystic Procolassa, wonderfully played by Richard Libertini, is supposed to transfer the soul of Tomlin's dying rich bitch Edwina Cutwater into the new and lovely body of the scheming Terry Hoskins, played by Victoria Tennant. Hoskins has sidelined Praka in a hotel room, and by coincidence, the phone rang as he flushed the toilet. For those precious few seconds, the naive Praka thought the ring and the flush were karmically bound.
Take it, Roger.
Remember that intro? Russian missile launchers crashing through snowy woods? 1985, Spies Like Us, Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd. Aykroyd and Chase are half-assed spies sent undercover as doctors by superiors who are trying to get them killed. The setting is an Arab tent deep in the desert.
Ah, here we are.
I'm Hadley, internal medicine. And Dr. Lafon, communicable diseases. Dr. Boyer, bacteriology, and Dr. Stinson, Marston, and Gill of the Northampton Trauma Institute, and Dr. Imhouse of the Zurich Relief Fund. These are our newly arrived surgeons, Drs. Trowbridge and Greenbaum.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
Well, we miss anyone?
Why don't you gentlemen relax? The tribe's planning a raid on a Soviet tank division tomorrow. There'll be plenty for us to do then. Doctors?
Doctor?
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 The one woman present is Dr. Karen Boyer, played by Donna Dixon. Even without the visuals, it's easy to detect Chevy's character's interest in her.
Doctor?
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 The other doctors leave the tent, but Karen comes back in.
We're not doctors. We've got to get out of this place immediately, if not sooner.
No, no, no. Not until I've had...
Excuse me. Am I interrupting?
No, not at all. He was just on his way out.
Chase and Aykroyd are later expected to do an emergency appendectomy on an Arab leader. And there's a cameo of Bob Hope in golf getup playing through their tent.
Fine. You're talking to Mr. Hands.
Ah. Oh, mind if I play through?
Doctor?
Doctor?
Glad I'm not sick.
Welcome to My Two Cents on Lopez Island's own radio station, KLOI 102.9 FM. I'm on for 10 minutes three times a week. Check out our webpage at kloi.org and send me email at kloijohn@gmail.com. This week I'm playing some fun movie clips. So far we've heard from All of Me and Spies Like Us.
It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays. Everybody.
I gotta warn you, Clark, they don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
Vegas Vacation, 1997. Chevy Chase and Randy Quaid. Chevy, playing Clark Griswold, has gambled away the family savings of over $20,000. Randy, playing Cousin Eddie, has dug up his savings from his trailer plot on a former H-bomb test site north of Las Vegas.
Eddie, this place is great. They don't have any of these games at the Mirage.
He's loaned the money to Clark to make a last stand at a special casino.
Pick a number? I'm great at that.
coin toss.
Eddie, these are my games. Give me $20.
War. You know, Russ and I play this all the time.
I'm in.
There we go. All right.
Oh, that's fast.
Well, Clark, maybe you ought to spread it around a little bit, you know, not have all your fun at just one table.
After war, the next is rock, paper, scissors.
Dealer has rock. Pay paper.
Then the coin toss.
Call it.
Heads.
I'm sorry, sir, it's tails.
Almost.
Next up, guess which hand.
Give me that. Give me that, Clark. He cheated, Eddie.
Clark.
He switched to my sword.
Now Clark slaps down a 20 on the pick a number between 1 and 10 table. Clark makes various faces as he tries to psych out what number the dealer is thinking of.
4.
7.
Eddie, what am I doing? I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Oh, I wouldn't do that here, Clark. Stalls are awfully dirty and they're backed up all the time.
Eddie, I need to be alone.
Oh, I see. You want me to go with you?
All right, come on.
And finally, Cousin Eddie says...
They're giving away free hot sandwiches over there at the blood bank.
I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes, tomatoes instead, a cup of coffee, and toast.
No substitution.
What do you mean, you don't have any tomatoes?
Only what's on the menu. You can have a number two, a plain omelet. It comes with cottage fries and rolls.
Now, I know what it comes with, but it's not what I want.
I'll come back when you make up your mind.
Wait a minute. I have made up my mind. I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes on the plate, a cup of coffee, and a side order of wheat toast.
I'm sorry, we don't have any side orders of toast out of the blue. English muffin or a coffee roll.
What do you mean you don't make side orders of toast? You make sandwiches, don't you?
Would you like to talk to the manager?
You've got bread and a toaster of some kind?
I don't make the rules.
Okay, I'll make it as easy for you as I can. I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
The number two, chicken salad sandwich. Hold the butter, the lettuce, the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
I've turned on the Wayback Machine. This was a young Jack Nicholson from 1970's Five Easy Pieces. He earned an Oscar nomination for Best Actor, and the film was selected by the Library of Congress for preservation because of being, quote-unquote, culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
Hi. What can I get you?
I'll have a number three.
I'd like the chef salad, please, with the oil and vinegar on the side and the apple pie a la mode.
Chef and apple a la mode.
But I'd like the pie heated, and I don't want the ice cream on top. I want it on the side, and I'd like strawberry instead of vanilla if you have it. If not, then no ice cream, just whipped cream, but only if it's real. If it's out of a can, then nothing.
Not even the pie?
No, just the pie, but then not heated.
Huh. Two fussy eaters separated by almost 20 years. Meg Ryan in When Harry Met Sally. This flick is on my list of the 20 best movies. Back to All of Me, the last scene. Praka blinks on the piano, while blind sax player Tyrone, ably played by Jason Bernard, sets up the blues line. Praka is a fast learner. Martin dances with Victoria Tennant's body, now inhabited by Tomlin's spirit. As they dance, the camera picks them up in a mirror, where we see Tomlin herself dancing with Martin in newfound freedom and joie de vivre. Have a week like you've never had before.
All of me, why not take all of me?